Okay, I've constructed a resolution that I believe embodies the member's intent. So, and that I think would be in order. So let me read it and see if the member agrees. Resolve that the PMB Elections Committee urges the PMB Election Supervisor to extend the deadlines for final verification of membership lists at WBAI in light of reported problems with the underlying documentation. Further, resolve that the NES be urged to remind general managers of their responsibilities to maintain lists under resolutions adopted by the Pacifica National Board.
That sounds comprehensive. Do you think we should set a date for the extension, or ask also that a public announcement be made if necessary?
It's the member's motion.
I would like then to add that a card should be played asking volunteers who volunteer during the dates for which data is missing should call the membership department and validate their membership. Of course, that would be moot if, in fact, all of the missing lists turn up, but at the moment, we don't know that they have.
A member wanted to be recognized?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
I was between the car and the house when Bob was speaking, so I might have missed part of what he said, but I know that I emailed the interim general manager earlier today, following the comments of last night, and apparently there has been a misunderstanding in terms of Casey's report, of Dale's report, of his conversation with whomever. There are, in fact, as someone who works in the tally room, people come in, they sign in, they sign in, they sign out. Those sheets are turned over. They had been turned over previously to the office. The volunteer coordinator comes in, picks them up. So while there may be a question about which particular office has stored which particular sheets, we're certainly not looking at a situation where we're talking about months of missing data. And it seems to me that we are both creating a nightmare for the workers. Or the worker in the membership department, as well as unnecessary alarm by suggesting that, you know, there's absolutely no record of people having worked. That is absolutely not the case. And it seems to me that all that is required is that the process, and there is a process, be allowed to run its course. The manager has said that the list will be complete by the end of the week, and that list can certainly, you know, be made available for volunteers to call in and check their status. There are actually a couple of different ways to track volunteers, and that process should be allowed to work instead of this unfortunate refrain that says, well, let's tell everybody that we don't know anything. That's not the case. There is a process. Let the process work. If, in fact, the general manager is incorrect in his assessment that the list will be ready at the end of the week, then the local election supervisor can certainly report to his boss there's a major problem here. But I think that there is, in fact, a misunderstanding of the current situation, and I just think that this committee has real work to do, you know, and this isn't it. It's not how I don't think we need to inflate, you know, or create a situation. a negative situation. That's not our purpose.
Well, Carolyn on the stack here.
And Bob.
Okay, Bob, before I recognize the members, I believe I have constructed language consistent with the members' intent that would be added on to the language previously announced. That language, which I will move to divide from the motion previously offered, is: and resolved that the committee urges the National Election Supervisor to request that the WBAA General Manager broadcast announcements requesting that volunteers whose record of labor contribution may be missing contact the station to correct the record. Does this reflect the members' intent?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Does a member wish to speak to this divided portion of the amendment before us?
Yes, I do. I think that it's important.
Excuse me. The member speaking has already been recognized in submitting this amendment, and another member will be recognized first. Mr. Letter wanted to be recognized, but possibly on the main
yes.
motion. Do you wish to speak
well,
to
both,
the amendment?
But yeah, I can speak on the amendment. Okay. To me, this is a classic example of the kind of action that this committee should not be engaging in. Okay, first of all, the question of playing a card, even with the misunderstanding that was the basis of the report last night, Casey was on the call, and that suggestion was made, and he specifically said, no, I don't think that's a wise idea. There are several other cards playing related to the August 31st deadline for qualifying as a member, and I think it would just create confusion to have another card. That's point one. Point two is that, again, we haven't, this committee, you know, other than my one informal contact with the manager, has not had any direct discussion with the manager, and Casey is not on this call tonight to weigh in on this. And again, Casey is, and the local supervisor, are fully qualified to do their jobs. If they determine that they think this is a serious problem and something needs to be done, they will do it. But to mandate artificially from a national committee that has not even talked directly to the people involved about what the impact would be on, you know, the overall CART schedule, the station, and all the issues the election supervisor wants to get across and the station wants to get across as far as the deadlines and different processes and so on. I just think it's a terrible mistake for us to go down that road of mandating something as specific as the playing of a CART. So I would very much oppose the amendment.
Time for this agenda item has expired. In light of the discussion, does the member proposing the latest amendment wish to withdraw the motion?
No.
Okay. Will the secretary read the roll on and call the vote on amending the motion before us to add the language and resolve that the committee urges the National Election Supervisor to request that the WBAI General Manager broadcast announcements requesting that volunteers whose record of labor contribution may be missing contact the station to correct the record.
Okay. Teresa? Carolyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
No.
Bob?
No.
Serene?
No.
Jack has left the call. LaVarne?
Yes.
Deb is yes. Terry?
The chair will vote on this motion, no.
And Sandra?
Yes.
Okay. Is Teresa, I didn't hear Teresa. Is that a response? I guess not. The votes are 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 no, it fails.
Okay, the main motion comes before us as follows. Resolve that the PMB Elections Committee urges the PMB Election Supervisor to extend the deadlines for final verification of membership lists at WBAI in light of reported problems with the underlying documentation. Further resolved that the NES be urged to remind general managers of their responsibilities to maintain lists under resolutions adopted by the Pacifica National Board. Will the Secretary call the roll on this motion?
Can I move for a 5-minute extension to discuss?
Yes, you may. Is there any objection to a 5-minute extension on the main motion? Hearing no objection, the item is extended. Who wishes to be recognized?
Serena, I have a point of information.
Carolyn.
And Bob.
Ms. Roberts is recognized for a point of information.
Okay. The motion is to extend the deadline for final verification. Is that correct?
Final verification of membership lists at WBAI.
What is the current date if we're asking for an extension? Because the qualifying date in terms of the work needing to be completed is August 31st. What is considered to be the verification date?
The National Election Supervisor sets a verification date that will allow him time to get the ballot mailing list together. I don't know what, and the dates for final verification of staff and a listener sponsor list may be different. The date for staff lists was the final challenge date mentioned in our meeting last night.
September 15th.
And I don't know if that same date applies to listener sponsor members.
Okay. So, well, I'll let others speak, but I'd like to get back on the staff.
I believe Ms. Burden, and then Mr. Letter, and then Ms. Roberts again.
Yeah, I just want to point out to people who may think that this is excessive or who hear protestations that this is not necessary, that at least at WBI, this is extremely necessary. We've had complaints about people not having received their ballots.
Teresa?
We have had complaints about people not having received their ballots many, many times, quite often, and this is a minimal corrective to try to remedy that situation. The fact that the National Supervisor felt confident enough that these lists were missing to report it, I think, is significant. And in fact, we've had this problem for years. There are always volunteers who come forward and say they volunteered and they weren't recognized. They had no ballots. They never got their ballots. Some of them don't even know that they should have gotten their ballots because they don't have a folio anymore to send things to them, and they may have missed the announcements on the air. So I think it's extremely important that we take such a minimal action as to extend a deadline to allow the supervisor to investigate what may be conflicting information. I'm sure that the people on this committee who took it upon themselves to contact people at the station were well-meaning, but I think the supervisor probably has a good handle on what information there is and what isn't. So I don't know if it's a misunderstanding so much as perhaps people need a little more time to look and see if they can find those missing lists. And if not, then there's no need to extend a deadline if, in fact, the lists are located.
This is Lydia.
Ms. Brazon, we had two others on the stack.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, can you add me to the stack, please?
We're likely not to have time.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Mr. Letter, I forget if you or Ms. Roberts was next on the stack.
Serene can go ahead.
Bob was next.
Just briefly, I'm not sure that, I don't know what the language is that you would use to express this in a parliamentary manner, but I don't understand why we're extending something if we don't even know what the deadline is. That's one. And two, the requirement is that the work be completed at any time before the ballots are mailed, and even after the ballots are mailed, people have an opportunity to come forward and say, I made a contribution, here's my cancel check, I volunteered on X date, please check your system. And the problems of people not getting ballots, you know, it's unfortunate wherever it occurs, but it certainly is not something that happened only at WBAI. So at the risk of sounding slightly provincial, you know, I appreciate if the dumping would stop, because that's sort of what it sounds like here, and there have been problems everywhere on that. You can't extend something if you don't know what you're extending it from. So it seems to me that on the face of it, this motion is at least illogical, ill-timed, and therefore inappropriate.
Mr. Lederer, you have 1 minute.
Okay, just briefly. Casey has made it clear on several calls that he's aware that situations change and you know, deadlines may have to be changed. So if he feels like he needs to extend the deadline, he doesn't need a committee to tell him to do so. But on the other hand, if we're taking a position he must do it or he absolutely should, without even knowing what the current deadline is, what is the impact of extending it on his work? Will that intrude on his ability to process everyone else's registration information? I just think, and he's not on the call, I don't think this is necessary. You know, the foundation hired him with confidence, and I think we should let him do the job. It doesn't negate the seriousness of the problems that happened at every station in the last election with the membership list. That's clear. That needs to be addressed, and I believe Casey and the other supervisors are working very hard to address that and prevent some of those problems from happening. Also, I'd like to see if we can divide, I don't know the parliamentary rule, to divide the two issues in this amendment, in this motion, because they're really two separate things, and I'd like us to be able to vote separately on them.
Sorry, the time has expired, both for discussion and for dividing the question.
I move for an extension of 3 minutes. I'd like to allow Lydia to speak and to have the those portions of the motion.
Is there an objection to the extension of 3 minutes?
Yes, I have an objection.
I second that.
Okay, there is more than one objection, so the secretary will read. will call the roll on the motion to extend 3 minutes.
Theresa Allen.
No, don't extend.
Carolyn.
No.
Lydia.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Bob?
Can you hear me? I was on speaker. Yes.
Okay, Bob?
Yes.
Serene?
Yes.
LaVarn?
No.
Deb is a no. Terry?
Abstain.
Sandra?
No.
Okay, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. And 1, 2, 3 yeses, and 1 abstention.
3 to 5, 2/3 required. I think it failed. Am I right, Mr. Lederer?
Yes, it failed.
Okay, so there is no extension. The secretary will call the roll on the main motion before us, which the chair will put. Resolve that the PMB Elections Committee urges the PMB Elections Supervisor to extend the deadline for final verification of membership lists at WBAI in light of reported problems with the underlying documentation. Further, resolve that the National Election Supervisor be urged to remind general managers of their responsibilities to maintain lists under resolutions adopted by the Pacifica National Board. Secretary, call the roll.
Theresa Allen?
Yes.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Lydia?
No.
Bob?
No.
Serene?
No.
LaVarn?
Yes.
Deb is a yes. Terry?
No.
Sandra?
Yes.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 no.
The motion is adopted. And we will proceed to the next item, which was a motion on teleconference phone system from Ms. Burden. This was ready. We were to consider this at our last meeting, but I believe Ms. Burden wasn't there. Do we have text on that motion?
I do not have a text. It was very simply that we move wherever possible or feasible to a commercial system so that people use their own telephone lines rather than the foundations. So, given the time and the number of pressing items coming up, perhaps we can postpone that one more time. It's not
is there objection to postponing consideration of this item? And hearing no objection, the item is postponed. I'll ask the maker to have exact text ready for our next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Van Aken, is there any report from the technology work group?
I think Jack has left the call.
Oh, that's right. Both members from that work group have left the call. So if there's no objection, we'll postpone that item, which gets us to item 6, unfinished business, which the chair noted is possibly mooted by adoption of an item on the regular agenda. I forget what that's called. As standard order of business.
That is correct, yes. Thank you.
So as long as report from directors on PNB actions regarding election matters to this committee is part of our standard order of business, will the maker of this motion withdraw it?
Gladly. Thank you very much.
Okay. We are now at new business, and item A of new business has already been disposed of, which brings us to B, which are other membership list issues on items submitted by Ms. Burden. Ms. Burden, you have the floor.
Thank you. Those were the four items I sent to the list last night or this morning, I forget. We have already dealt with one of them, and that is the loss of the sign-up sheets. And the second one we've dealt with, the on-air announcement to the listeners. And the third one was dealt with, I think, although indirectly, by the motion urging the national supervisor to urge the management to do the create and maintain the membership lists. So I believe that those items have already been dealt with, although not totally as strongly as I would like, but certainly dealt with. So I think there's no need to deal with that at this point.
Is there any other new business for consideration by the committee? There being no new business, and I believe we have a regular schedule so that our next meeting is known, although not by me yet. I will point out that Mr. Peters submitted a written report by email to committee members, which was included on the agenda and is posted on the detail for this meeting at the kpft.org/PAC calendar website. We've done well in sticking to times, and in motion to adjourn, this meeting is in order.
So moved.
I move to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjournment? Thank you all.
Thank
the
you
meeting,
very much, Harry. Good meeting.
The meeting
Thank
is
you.
Adjourned.
Thank you.